Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. John Jacob Niles was a 1909 graduate of DuPont Manual High School in Louisville, where I lived for many years. He was also a skilled pianist and vocalist, and spent much of his time wandering around the Appalachian Mountains, collecting folklore and documenting folk music. One day, he stumbled onto what would become his best-known song. In July of 1933, in Murphy, North Carolina, when he saw a little girl who was traveling from town to town with her mother and evangelist father as he held revivals. She was unwashed, with tousled hair and dressed in ragged clothes. Her parents had been ordered out of town by the police, but they needed money for gas. So little Annie Morgan stepped out onto the ledge of the little platform attached to the automobile and began to sing. Niles thought she was beautiful, and in her own untutored way, she could sing very well. Smiling sadly as she sang only three lines of a song, she repeated it 7 times in exchange for a quarter. But Niles left that day with 3 lines of verse to the song we now know, As I Wonder, As I Wander. After hearing her sing, he came to believe that this little girl was really an angel sent to deliver a message about the incarnation of God. It's a song we normally associate with Christmas, but in its best-known words, it moves us from the manger to the cross, where God's love was poured out for each of us. I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die, for poor, ordinary people like you and like I wonder, as I wander out under the sky. I want to leave you this morning with this prayer. Take us to Bethlehem, O God, where your heart of love was revealed in Mary's child. But keep us, we pray, from lingering too long at the manger as though the story ended there. Take us to the wilderness and to the mountainside and to the seashore and to the little towns. Take us to Calvary, where love triumphed over hate. And finally, take us to Easter's empty tomb, where life triumphed over death. For it is in the loving power of our risen Lord that we find strength and hope for the living of our days. Amen. Now, if you would like to listen to Barbara Streisand sing Niles' song, click the link in this email. It's quite beautiful. Blessings, my friends.